Hey there, Friday Night Movie family. You are listening to a very special South by Southwest episode of the Friday Night Movie podcast. Tune in for all of the exciting interviews we have coming to you this week and beyond. And if you're at the festival, we hope you're having an amazing time. It's a little noisy, but we are dead center of right in the Paramount Theater for the premiere of Roadhouse. Becky, whose team are you on, Road or House?
I'm on my team because I'm the one that got us these amazing seats, and I'm an absolute all-star getting first in line, standing by myself in line for almost, what, like an hour, hour and a half online by myself, and then fighting off all the movie-going festival zombies to not just procure, but then actually save these seats until you finally made your way here.
Becky definitely is protecting these seats like people in a zombie movie protecting their little house to not let other people in. Yeah. But I think you dodged my question because I think you don't know what this movie is about, which is amazing to me. Who are you rooting for, Road or House?
Okay, first of all, I know what it's about because I saw the original, which I have some very strong thoughts on, and I am rooting for Sam Elliott.
Wait, you saw the original? When did you see the original? When I told you to see it, or like 20 years ago?
No, like last week.
Oh, you, okay, this is exciting. All right, so let's talk about the original for a moment. Sam Elliott is absolutely the best in that movie. Young Sam Elliott with like long, studly hair, just kicking people's asses.
I can't. I'm on Team Wade. When he's dancing with Doc in the diner after the whole night of partying, I'm like, yes, obviously you're going to run away with him. Like, what are you doing? Like, no. I'm on Team Wade, 100%.
Okay, all right. So I don't know if there is even a Wade Garrett in this version of the movie, but there's definitely a Dalton. He's played by Gyllenhaal. What do you think of Gyllenhaal stepping into the pleated pants of Patrick Swayze?
Had I not seen the original, I'd be like, isn't he a bit small for a bouncer? But now that I've seen the original, I actually think it's a great great next generation. Although, Gyllenhaal is still a little bit too hard for me compared to, like, Swayze's got, like, a little more softness to him.
Interesting. I also had that instinct that maybe he was too small. But then I saw Swayze, who looks like an Ewok compared to all the guys he's fighting in that movie. Do you think that this movie, we don't know anything about it. I haven't seen a preview. I don't know anything about it. Do you think that a fashion update will happen in this movie, or are we going to have the similar clothes and spontaneous in-bar stripping scenes that were in that 80s movie?
I can guarantee we're not going to have nearly as many boobies as in the first. And I do hope that there's some high-waisted, flowy man pants, as well as, like, you know, like button-down shirts with no buttons on them. They're like wrap shirts. I don't know how to explain it.
It does strike me that the way to go with this one is mansploitation as opposed to whatever the original one was. So, yeah, I have medium hopes, but... And the old one, we just also have to do a shout-out because it clearly is the prototype for our brother-in-law, Jose. And we'll be back with our review. All right, we are back. We just finished the party that was the Roadhouse premiere, and that was just a blast, wasn't it? Becky, what do you think?
Well, first of all, seeing a movie premiering at South By, it's always going to be 10 times more fun than you could ever watch it at home because you have a rowdy crowd. People are cheering. They're hollering. The stars are there. The crew is there. We were sitting between we had all the stuntmen sitting behind us, like the stunt coordinators and trainers behind us, and then Post Malone sitting in front of us. So it was, and then Jake Gyllenhaal a couple rows in front of that. So you're just surrounded by this really fun, excited crowd. And I got to tell you, that is a movie worth hooting and hollering
at
when you watch it. It was so much fun.
All right, Allie, you didn't get to see Gyllenhaal's muscular buns, but there were a lot of abs and buns in this film. How did you feel about them?
Am I being brought in by on the like Pancake for Table Friday Night Movie like health correspondent? Is this my official take? Okay. My official take is those were, you know, that part that just the guys have that goes right into the jeans that the girls don't have.
Yes.
Jake Gyllenhaal brought that part every chance he got, and I was here for it. I think we were all here for it, especially Tex Shepard.
Yeah. But I think what Doug Liman did so well is that he knows why we're watching the movie. And he gives it to us over and over and over again. He doesn't skimp on the muscles.
He doesn't skimp on the muscles, and he doesn't skimp on the sort of, like, wacky self-awareness of it. Because people's love for Roadhouse is sincere, but also, like, a twinge ironic that people appreciate, like, the original one. So this one kind of lived in a world where the absurdity of the stuff that was going on was totally okay, and they winked at the audience enough that I made it really, really fun. Like, we were in on the joke with Gyllenhaal, who is hilarious and charming and so good in the role, and he's not trying to redo Patrick Swayze's role at all. It has a lot of familiar beats and Easter eggs, but it doesn't redo Roadhouse by any means.
No, can I say one part that I love, a completely fresh take on, not just from the original Roadhouse, but from action movies in general right now, is the way that the fights were filmed and the way that the action sequences were filmed. They did a lot of POV camera work. So it's as if you are Jake Gyllenhaal while he's getting his ass kicked, and just there's this crazy car accident or
there's like three
hit
there's
and
like
run?
There's like three car accidents
no,
in
talking,
this movie, but there's like
I'm
more than
about
one
the hit and run.
Yeah
right. Talk about the hit and run. I've never seen a car accident shot that way in a movie before. It was so cool. You'll know it when you see it.
Well, and I think what made it so fun is there was like three different movies. There was like the Roadhouse movie where we're coming to like learn about, you know, who is he? What's his background? What's, you know, what's the bar owner's, Jessica Williams' background? And then we find ourselves in like kind of a, you know, like dueling personalities and a bad guy. And then at the end, you're in this like wild drugs and money and crime like free-for-all. And so it was just three different movies, and all three of them were awesome and perfectly blended.
One could say it was both Roadhouse and Boathouse.
Yeah.
Because a lot of this movie took place on a boat. There was a part of the movie though where I was definitely like, we have not seen the Roadhouse in a very, very long time.
Took a beat like somewhere in filming that. She disappeared for a while.
In fact, the final fight scene, I'm not going to give spoilers because I really want people to have the opportunity to see it. But let's just say you could tell there were some mental gymnastics in the writer's room of like, how do we get this back to the Roadhouse? and they do it, but it's a little tricky.
I enjoyed all the performances a lot. It was a lot of fun. There was no Sam Elliott character in this version of the movie, which I think in some ways was the smartest move, because he's irreplaceable, and we were going in being like, what the hell are they going to do with Sam Elliott? And we didn't have to have him replaced, which I think was totally fine. How about you, Beck?
I think it was fine not to replace him. It wouldn't have needed it for this version of the story, and it's very clearly not remaking the same story. Like you said, Shai, there are Easter eggs, there's really good ways of honoring the original, but it's not the same story. And just in like everything from the backstories to I don't want to give
there's
points
there,
away,
I will say
like,
there's a lot
different.
Of backstory in this one on the history of Dalton that you definitely do not get in the other movie. Like they were like, they made the decision, we are going to explain where his has powers and his darkness comes from.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite? Okay, I'm going to mention.
Wait. However, I will say one of my problems with the original is that, like, at the end when Patrick Swayze, who's, like, so upset he accidentally murdered someone in self-defense, all of a sudden goes and, like, shoots five people point blank and kills them. I'm like, this doesn't really, like, I'm not seeing the connective tissue here between the guy you've shown me this whole movie and this finale. Whereas in this one, there's way more breadcrumbs.
Yeah, that's true. Gyllenhaal's willingness to off people, they set you up for that early, and then when he starts killing people, it's much more of a gradual dip in the pool. I also really, really loved the different bands that they used.
Yeah, agreed.
They had you couldn't replace Jeff Healey, so they had like 25 different bands, all of which must have been afraid not to get paid if they stopped during any of the fights. Because the bands...
The best part, that they play... Well, first of all, they're caged up like animals so that the patrons of the bar can't get to them. And second of all, they play through fights, through like people hitting pool cues over each other's head. They are not fazed. They're a great band.
Now, if I may give one note, one bit of feedback, if we are comparing the original to this. If there wasn't an original compared to, I wouldn't bring it up. But in the original, when Dalton arrives at the Double Deuce, that place is terrifying. Like, straight up terrifying.
Right, there are full-on sexual assaults and drug crimes happening everywhere in it.
Whereas this Roadhouse is actually like a really lovely looking bar with some local hooligans.
That bar that's my kind of bar. Yeah. I would absolutely patronize a bar. I'm like, it's on the water, it's outside, you've got
live
great
music, a dance floor.
I mean, this is my kind of
bar. Allie kept leaning over being like, I love this bar. I want to go to this.
A little bit of action, a little bit of muscles.
Some muscles, exactly. I see what you're saying. But I think that's where there was an agreement with the audience that this is going to be in a roadhouse.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the premise of this. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to question it too hard. I mean, just the fact that, I mean, I don't know enough about the Florida Keys economy, but there are these like mystical towns with the families that have all been living in the...
I think we're never going to the Florida Keys after seeing
it's the opposite. I want to go. I'm like planning my next vacation to the Florida Keys. I want to find a cool beach bar.
Okay. Dalton, the movie, I think, leaves open the idea of the potential for a sequel. I mean...
Yes, it very clearly leaves open the potential for a sequel, which is fun.
Would you come back to this same roadhouse, or would you bring him to another roadhouse on a different road somewhere else?
Absolutely new roadhouse. Has to be a new roadhouse.
Yeah, I mean, let's make this a national tour. Let's go to all the roadhouses.
Well, in the original, that's what Dalton does. First of all, he's not a bouncer, he's a cooler. Okay? The bouncers work for him, and he's the cooler, and he explains that, and he gets hired to go from place to place, you know, setting it straight and getting people in line, you know. So
what we're saying is this could be a prequel.
Yeah, it could
be. Well, I would like to see another one of these for sure, and this was a blast, and I hope everybody watches it when it comes out. See you soon. Bye-bye. Here we are. We are at the screening of Oddity, a movie about a haunted wooden automaton or something like that. I don't know really what it's about, but it was on my list of movies to see. We were able to get in, so we're in, and very excited to see it. Becky, do you have any impressions of this since you don't know even what we're seeing?
My only impression is the terrifying mask they left on everybody's seat that looks like a evil zombie monster creature that will eat me alive. And so I no longer trust you. And this was a great, you know, creative partnership while it lasted. And goodbye forever. So.
Allie, what do you think?
It has a running time of 98 minutes, so that's what I'm focused on. I can do this for 98 minutes.
You'll be afraid for 98 minutes. All right, here we go. We're going to see Oddity. This is Reviewing Movies in Ubers.
Episode 2.
We just came out of Oddity, which was terrifying. Like, being on the part of the roller coaster where they drop you for an hour and a half. But it was so good.
Sean, I actually, like, at one point, I was so scared and I screamed so loud that I was worried that I, like, threw my heart rhythm off. And I'm like, is this how people literally get scared to death? Because I'm worried that I, like, it's like when you get electrocuted and you, like, change the rhythm of your heart. Like, that's how terrified I was in one of the scenes, in the tent scene. That's all I'm gonna say. I was, yeah. It's too much for me.
It was so incredible. I feel like we were given a bit of a bait and switch. We were maybe told we were going to see something else, and then surprise, we weren't. But you know, if you only watch the top third of the movie because you're hiding behind your coat, it's less scary that way.
I did watch a lot of the movie just through a tiny crack in my fingers, but in the end, I will say it was very satisfying. It also had enough humor at the right moments that made me laugh really hard, and it was not a, like, even though it was truly terrifying every minute, it was not a bleak horror movie. It had a very rewarding, I think, ending for what was a terrifying movie.
I both need a nap right now because I'm so emotionally exhausted, and I will never sleep again. So I'm in a bit of a pickle, but it's a really great jump scare horror movie. But it has, one of the things the director was talking about is how it has, like, a little bit of a lot of different genres. It's got some comedy, it has monster, it has psychological, it has the good jump scares.
It has what is, I think, should be an iconic creature, which is this wooden mannequin that barely does anything in the whole movie.
Ooh, we
scares
should get
the
that for your parents for their next our apartment art. Maybe then we got you this.
I wouldn't even take a picture of it because it's gonna haunt our dreams, which is what the programmer warned us about when introducing the movie.
That is true. When the programmer introduced the movie, he said he watches hundreds of films a year, and this is the scariest one that he saw. So yeah, that was Oddity, and the director was Damien McCarthy. It takes place in Ireland. Everything was awesome, and hopefully folks will get to see it soon. It looks like Shudder owns it, so it'll probably be on Shudder sometime soon. And it has been quite a fun evening. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Friday Night Movie, the sibling rivalry and pop culture podcast. Join the Friday Night Movie family by following @FryNightMovie on all of the socials and visiting our website, FryNightMovie.com. Our theme song is by What Does It Eat? And make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to Friday...